That was brilliant, Kath and Greg. Isn't it good to hear some stories of hope? After hearing all those statistics where you're like, oh my life, we live in Middlesbrough, we need to move to Nunthorpe, where we're going to have a better standard of living and are going to live 2 years longer. Well, hey, well, that's not the answer. We don't all need to move to Nunthorpe because actually, this is a great place to live. Do you believe that Middlesbrough is a great place to live? I think it's full of amazing people, and a lot of them are in this room today. I just want to talk to you about Christians Against Poverty. That's a national charity that I work for, but it's based here in Middlesbrough. We've got one in Redcar, we've got one in Stockton, so we cover the whole of the Tees Valley, which is great. You know, the bishop spoke about that guy in his 50s who said he didn't feel wanted until someone offered him something, and, you know, that produced a response in that guy. He then, you know, was upset and thought somebody actually cares for me. And actually, that's what we do at Christians Against Poverty. We go into people's homes and we sit with them. We work out a budget with them. It's free debt counselling. And they stay with us until they're out of debt. And that's just amazing to be able to sit with people and watch them go through from absolute despair, really. And one in four of the people that I go and see have no food when we walk in that house, absolutely no food. Because it's a charity that I work for, I'm able to leave that home, go and get them what they need, what they practically need, and go back with it and say, do you know what, don't advertise this because my waiting list will be massive. But actually, where there is a need, we will meet the need. And that's the amazing thing, to be able to go into some homes. There was a lady who was coming today to speak for me, who was going to say how there was nothing in her cupboard when I arrived. But by the time I left later on that day, her cupboards were full and her kids had something to eat, because the night before they'd had cereal and she'd actually had nothing to eat, and her husband had had nothing to eat because they were in that much of a state. The trouble is, people wait until they are just at the end of their tether before they even think of picking the phone up, because they actually think, there is no hope for me and maybe it is better if I'm dead. And the wonderful thing is that we were able to give them hope. And I could have brought you a long line of people here today who would say, working with Christians Against Poverty transformed my life. I got a budget to stick by. It made sense that I could save, that I didn't need to go to Buy's View and all those kind of places to get help, because I had a budget I could stick to. Every Christmas they had their own money they could spend rather than going to Provident and all the other places that they go to for loans. And so I've got the amazingly brave Steph who's come to talk to you today. And I'm just going to do things a little bit differently than the way Kath did, because it's a bit nerve-wracking being up here, can I just say. Is this stuck? Kath's obviously done this a lot of times. But, you know, some of the people who we come and work with, they are not used to speaking in front of groups of people. So this is Steph, and I'm going to let her tell you how she heard about Christians Against Poverty and what her life was like before we got involved. One step.
So I found myself living with my aunt after my mum had died and my dad had walked away. So I was cared for by my aunt and my nana. I left school and became a full-time carer for my nana, who had dementia. So I wasn't in education, I wasn't earning any money, and we were really on just a low income that my aunt earned from working at Royal Mail. Wasn't a great wage, but it was enough to just kind of keep our heads above water. Then when my nana died, we found ourselves with a mortgage and loads of bills with a really low income and just no idea of what we were doing and how we were going to manage to pay all these bills. Constantly like worried and feeling sick of, are we going to lose the house? Are they going to turn the gas off? Are they going to turn the water off? How on earth are we going to go and do some food shopping? Because we've got all of these bills to pay and there's just not enough money to go around. And I would try to find employment, but again, it was always just really low income jobs and it was never enough to be able to meet the needs that we had, to meet the financial needs. And yeah, it was just a really tough time. Like, both me and my aunt suffered really badly from depression and were so scared. Like, if the phone rang, it'd just be that really sick feeling of absolute fear of just like, oh no, who's ringing to say they want money? Who's ringing to say they're going to send bailiffs round if we don't pay this bill? And if somebody knocked at the door and I wasn't expecting a visitor, I'd hide, like, in my own house. And it was just awful. Like, the blinds were constantly closed and I was just living in fear of what's going to happen. Am I going to find myself on the streets? And then we heard about Christians Against Poverty and we're just like, you know, this is our last chance. Like, we really don't know what to do. We're going to lose the house, so we're going to give these guys a go and see what happens.
So do you want to explain about what happened when we came into your home and then what happened next?
Yeah, so Anne came into our home and we were really, I think, sceptical to think that anybody could actually help us. We were just like, we're in over our heads and we don't know what we're doing. And when Anne came in to see us, it was just like a breath of fresh air, really, to just be like, hang on a minute, somebody actually cares that we're struggling. Somebody's really bothered. She's not here to give us a big lecture of, oh, you've messed up and now you've got to, like, pay all of this money out. But here's somebody who actually cares about us and not just wants to help us get out of debt, but wants to see us, like, set free from that fear and set free from that depression. And working with Christians Against Poverty, you know, we were able to take steps to make sure that we could make payments, that we could keep our house. We didn't have to worry about bills anymore. We didn't have to worry about, you know, are we going to have enough money to buy food? And, you know, all that fear and that pressure was just gone. It was like a huge burden taken away from us because, you know, you don't have to worry anymore about people coming to the door and people ringing because you just have to say, I'm with Christians Against Poverty and it's fine. Like, they're sorting out my finances and I don't have that worry anymore.
I remember you saying to me, Steph, you know, you were worried about answering the phone and the letters that came. So how did that stop? What did CAP do that makes a difference? And what happened there with that?
So CAP spoke to all the creditors on our behalf to say, we're working with them, you don't need to trouble them anymore. And at first, you know, like, you'd still get a few phone calls trying to put the pressure on you and use the scare tactics of, if you don't pay us, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. But CAP just gave us the confidence to be able to say to them, no, we're working with Christians Against Poverty, you know, you can't intimidate me anymore. Speak to my caseworker and give them the number of head office, you know, so we don't have to deal with that. Yeah, and they just helped to take away that fear just by giving us some support, by giving us a support worker, for having somebody to chat to at head office. So if we did get the intimidation that the creditors would give us, it was just that actually we've got somewhere to turn to.
So Steph and her auntie were about client number four for me back in 2008, and you've literally got a few months to go before you're completely debt free. So isn't that amazing? You know, they've stuck with the budget. Just to say that the bells have gone, which is my signal, I think, to get off the mic. But I just want to quickly say, I've got three books at the back written by the guy who started our charity off 15 years ago. It's an amazing journey of how we started off Christians Against Poverty. He's just a guy with a tenner, basically. And we've now got 190 centres nationally. So please come and see me and come and get some leaflets off me and free books off me. Thank you.
Well, Greg and Anne, thank you so much for introducing to us those powerful, powerful stories from Steph and from Cass. I think it illustrates what we are about at this conference. And Anne, thank you very much for stopping when the bell rings. If only clergy learned that, you know. I speak to myself here. It's now time for refreshments. But also, can I say, it's refreshments and networking. And one of the really good things is there are so many stands around here. A good opportunity for us to find out what other people are doing. So I hope you'll make the most of that. And we reconvene here at 11:30. Thank you.